Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's firm resolve to combat terrorism. The participants are Baswati Mukherjee, former ambassador, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Terrorism is one of the most serious challenges world is facing today, and what happened on April 22 in Pahalgam, where terrorists gunned down 26 innocent people, most of them tourists, was one of the most heinous acts of terrorism in the country or even the world has seen in recent times. To discuss the Indian government firm resolve against terrorism, we have with us Ambassador Baswati Mukherjee. A warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador Mukherjee, we'd like to know from you the situation which has erupted after the terror attack in Pahalgam. How do you see generally the overall response of the government?
First of all, the overall response locally is very heartening because the people of Kashmir have condemned this heinous crime. They had a one-day bun. They demonstrated great sympathy of the families of the victims and they buried one of their own who was a ponywala. And such was the response on the side of the tourists that today you have a few tourists going back to Pahalgam, which is very heartening because this entire attack orchestrated by Pakistan was intended to stop what Prime Minister Modi calls the Vikas, the development of Jammu and Kashmir, and to make it prosperous and to make them feel they're completely part of India. And that was happening because all the hotels had been booked from March to September. The restaurants were full. People from all over India were bringing investment into JNK, into Srinagar, into Pahalgam, all over. And it is very important that we defeat the agenda of the Pakistanis by not allowing this incident to in any way poison our relationship with the locals. And as far as the government is concerned, they have very wisely first tackled the issue through diplomatic measures. And the most brilliant was the long-awaited suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, a most unfair treaty weighed against India at a time when our water requirements were much less many decades ago, and which was contingent upon a cooperation from Pakistan on many issues, instead of which we had to combat cross-border terrorism emanating from Pakistan for decades, but we never suspended the IWT. The hysterical reaction from the Pakistanis after the suspension demonstrates that this is a visceral hit at, to quote the Pakistani army chief's favorite word, at Pakistan's jugular, not India's jugular. And it is a visceral hit. Yeah. And we are going to go right ahead and to see how Pakistan will have maximum pain from this measure. Because for too long, they have tried to inflict pain upon us. It's time it was reversed. So when people ask me what kinetic action is India planning, I always say the first and best kinetic action was for India to suspend Indus Waters Treaty.
You brought up a very important aspect which was touched upon by the Prime Minister in his Mann Ki Baat address yesterday. Let's listen to what he said.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी देश के दुश्मनों को जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया
Ambassador Mukherjee, there have been a spate of high-level meetings. In fact, today only there was a meeting of the Prime Minister with the Defence Minister. Can you tell us how important are these meetings in the current scenario?
Meetings are very important because clearly we are discussing a phase two. Phase two will be a calibrated response. It will be done at a time and place of our choosing. The hysteria emanating from across the border, including the Pakistani defense minister threatening India with nuclear strike, Bilal al-Bhutto saying that their water is taken away, there'll be rivers of blood flowing on our side. This is all hysteria. The point is that in today's warfare, you don't need to cross the line of control to do anything. You can sit on your side of the line of control and inflict maximum damage on the other side. When we had Kargil, if you would recall, Sonu, we never crossed the line of control. So we are mulling our options, whether by sea or by land, because we have to also avenge the death of these victims, the avenge the insult to India and to our Prime Minister when this poor woman who had been married for only 6 days, the man who had killed her husband, to kill her, and he said, no, I'm letting you free so that you can tell Modi. That is how he spoke to her, this woman who had just lost her newly married husband. So obviously, there has to be revenge to avenge these deaths of these innocent people. All of them were tourists except one, the Poniwala. But we would do that coolly and calmly at a time and place of our choosing, because we must never forget the old English saying that revenge is a dish best eaten cold. It has to be calculated, and that is exactly what we are doing. The meeting with Raksha Mantri was precisely discussed the various options available, which Raksha Mantri himself has had consultations with the chiefs, and possibly he must be briefing Prime Minister on the various options available to us at this particular point.
The suspension of Indus Water Treaty, which you just mentioned, can you tell us a little bit more about this, how this is going to impact our neighboring country, and how is it going to make a point that terrorism will not be tolerated?
The Indus Water Treaty, as I mentioned, had been negotiated at a time when our population was much less, agricultural requirements were much less. Over the years, these have grown exponentially, but unfortunately, we were tied down by this unfair treaty which had been imposed upon us when we were economically weak by the World Bank and by the West. And it frees us from those obligations. We can use the water for agriculture. We can use the water for our own people. For all these decades, the water that we had been releasing because of the treaty was going into Pakistan and was not being used adequately. It was just flowing through and sometimes causing floods. Now we can use that water for our own requirements. And naturally, it will have an impact on Pakistan, particularly on the part of Pakistan that matters most to its elite and to its deep state, and that is Pakistan Punjab. That is going to be hit the worst. And that is why the reaction is so hysterical.
National Human Rights Commission, while condemning the killing of unarmed and unsuspecting innocent civilians, said terrorism is one of the biggest causes of human rights violation in the world. So you think that besides those people who actually pull the trigger, those aiding, abetting, supporting and advancing terrorism and hatred also are equally, if not more, accountable and need to be held responsible for this menace?
We've always said that. In fact, those who came in, the four main terrorists, three of them were from Pakistan, and the fourth one had gone to Pakistan for training and had come back. And the messages that have been intercepted, I understand, indicate that the Pakistani handlers were all professional Pakistani army officers trained in this business. So it was a well-coordinated operation, and it was handled by people who are experts at this business of assassination of innocent people. And naturally, they are as culpable as the rest. And as Prime Minister Modi himself said, that we would go to the ends of the earth to hunt them down and we will show them no mercy. I fully agree with him. I would like to add that that is what the President of the United States said after 9/11. And if the President of the United States can say that after 9/11 and do it, then so can India. We are no less than anyone else. And we will definitely hunt them down to the very ends of the earth and hunt down the people who were also their handlers, because their handlers were just across the line of control.
Ambassador Mukherjee, you know, unprecedented international support has poured in from all countries condemning the act. Let's listen into what the Prime Minister said about it.
भारत के हम लोगों में जो आक्रोश है वो आक्रोश पूरी दुनिया में है. इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं. मुझे ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं, पत्र लिखे हैं, संदेश भेजे हैं. इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है. उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है. पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के साथ खड़ा है. मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को भरोसा देता हूं, उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा. इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा.
Ambassador Mukherjee, what would you say? What is the role of international cooperation and diplomatic alienation in removing the scourge of cross-border terrorism?
After 9/11, there was a much greater understanding in the UN about the scourge of terrorism, and the Security Council has condemned it. But let us not forget that Pakistan's usual friend, China, worked very hard with Pakistan, which is presently a non-permanent member of the Security Council, to try to water down the text. They didn't really succeed, but it demonstrates that the Security Council at the end of the day is a divided body because it consists of victors of World War II and it does not have permanent members who represent the actual power structure, including India. So I think we would have to take the bilateral route that is far more effective. And we already have used the bilateral route, the support of the United States, etc., to see how we can take this further.
Just heard the PM a short while ago, the tourism has really developed in a big way in Jammu and Kashmir. The state is developing economically. What do you see the road forward?
It is essential that we encourage the tourists to return. It is essential that we restore normalcy. It is heartening to see that there are tourists who are coming back to Pehelgaon and visiting other places. This place has been cordoned off. And it is absolutely imperative, if we don't want Pakistan and its deep state to succeed in its agenda, to not get into divisive debates about who did what, but to encourage those who have made their bookings, their flight bookings, their hotel bookings, etc., to bring them back. Otherwise, the local economy of Kashmir will take a huge hit, and this is not just the local Kashmiri who will be hit, because now you have big business from all over India who have invested in hotels, in restaurants, in tourism, in shikaras, in skiing, in fun games, adventure games, etc. They will all take a huge hit, and then they will think 100 times before reinvesting in that area. So it is very, very important for the nation to stay united and to continue with their plans, whatever they are, in the confidence that this was a horrible thing that happened, but we are not going to allow it to happen again. That's the kind of attitude we should have when we move forward.
And so far, the diplomatic measures that have been taken, the Prime Minister has talked about the solidarity of 140 crore Indians, the unity of the country on this issue, the shared anguish. You feel that this is very important, and how far do you think the diplomatic measures help in restoring the confidence?
The diplomatic measures that have been taken are intended to convey to Pakistan that it cannot be business as usual. We have expelled their three, the Army, Air Force and Naval staff officers. We have reduced the size of the mission. We have cancelled all visas except diplomatic and long-term visas, which have been given for special reasons. We have shut our borders, and they have, in a copycat manner, done the same. These measures actually demonstrate that short of breaking diplomatic relations, there is nothing left in this relationship. It's been completely squeezed out on our side. We have done everything short of breaking diplomatic relations. That does not demonstrate stability. That demonstrates that if you come into Indian soil and you murder Indians in cold blood, it cannot be business as usual. You will suffer. We will make you suffer. That's the message of the diplomatic measures.
And ma'am, if we talk about Jammu and Kashmir, a special state assembly session was held today. What kind of a message does this give out to the world?
These are demonstrations of support for the Indian position, demonstrating that Prime Minister Modi's efforts to integrate Kashmir into the broad Indian flow of events, economic, political, etc., has succeeded to such a great extent that even such attacks has not had the kind of impact that it used to have earlier. Earlier, right. When such incidents used to happen, the valley would be shut down and there would be protests and Pakistani flags. That has not happened. These are demonstration of support for the government of India and for the local government. And the chief minister has himself made some pretty strong statements. So I think that is exactly the way we should progress.
Thank you so much for giving us an overview of the various aspects related to this very sensitive situation, how it is being handled by the government and the road ahead.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India's firm resolve to combat terrorism. The participants were Baswati Mukherjee, former ambassador, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.